I'm Ezra Romero with Valley Public Radio, and I'm with Brian Harley and Rocky Rodriguez from Swedefest. Welcome, guys.
Hey,
thanks for having us.
So, what is Swedefest?
Swedefest is a film festival that we started here in Fresno in 2008, and with the intent of promoting filmmaking here in town. And Swedefest is a place where people make their own low-budget Hollywood remakes and using cardboard and creativity, using their friends to shoot, you know, your favorite movie using your cell phone camera. And you send it to us at Swedefest, and we showcase it on a movie theater on a big screen with an entire audience.
You were telling me earlier that it started because of Be Kind Rewind.
Yes.
Give me a little history of that and how it's played out over the past 11 years.
Yeah, so in this movie called Be Kind Rewind, came out in 2008, directed by Michel Gondry, French filmmaker. It starred Jack Black and Mos Def. It was a fairly popular movie, but I think it kind of rode under a lot of people's radar. But it basically was these two guys who worked in a video store, and it's an old video store, VHS tapes. So they don't have a lot of customers. And one day they accidentally erase all the tapes. So they figure, oh no, we got to fool like the one or two customers that still come in and rent these things. Let's just remake the movies ourselves really low budget quickly. And in their community, this sort of catches on. People like these remakes that they're doing, and it becomes really popular. And we thought, oh, this movie's pretty fun. We enjoyed it. So why don't we start a film festival kind of around this concept and just basically do the same thing in our community, make these low budget remakes, hold an event, have the whole community come out and see what they think. And it started off pretty slow. You know, we got around 30, 40 people that first time, but it's really grown since then, to our surprise, really. And we do it twice a year, and I think this is the fifth year. It's our 11th one. And the 10th one, we brought out 500 people to the Tower Theater. So it's pretty crazy how it's grown.
Yeah, it's been growing pretty steadily with the first one. And now, you know, we're at the big giant. We started an art gallery in downtown Fresno. And now we're at the Tower Theater and we're packing it out. It's pretty awesome to see how much it's grown in the short amount of time.
Wow. Can you give me an example of a Swedish film?
Well, we've had films from like Citizen Kane been Swedish to like more recent contemporary films like The Avengers and stuff like that. So any movie that's popular can be Swedish. Not just movies, too. TV shows have been done. There's, you know, it's kind of open to a bunch of different media. So, but movies is the primary kind of format that people gravitate towards. So we've had, you know, all kinds of movies, science fiction, dramas, comedies have been done for Swedefest. So it's a pretty wide range of films that we've gone for our festival.
I mean, anything can be Sweded. So all Sweding is taking something that you like and sort of remaking it in this really low budget way with your friends and family and just having fun because you're a fan of it. So it's kind of mixing in something you like with things that you like and yourself and your personality, and then you get this just hilarious short little remake.
Yeah, Michel Gondry has a real good saying that says, you know, you're going to like this movie because you're in it. So that's the cool thing about this screening at Swedefest is you get together with everyone that created the film. You get to see it on the big screen with a wide audience, and you get to hear their reaction to it, and it just elevates the whole experience.
And we make it a point that anyone can Swede. This is not just for people who consider themselves filmmakers or want to make – it's just for anyone who can do it. You grab your cell phone, your home video camera. It's really accessible. You just pick your favorite movie, grab whatever you have lying around the house, and remake the movie.
So who's Sweding? Is it mainly teenagers, college age, or are you getting a – various range of people.
It's surprisingly like a wide range of people, from young to old, to families, to friends, to, you know, teenage friends. It's really crazy the wide range of people we get.
We've had a family that submitted, and not only their family, but they got like neighbors involved and stuff, and they did Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. They got so many people in the neighborhood kind of involved in shooting this thing. It was a pretty awesome thing to see. And, you know, and they all rolled out for Swedefest and to check it out at the Tower Theater last time. And it was cool to see how many people can get involved. And you can make it as complicated as you want if you really want to get detailed in there, or if you want to just keep it simple and just do – we've had a Swede as short as like 10 seconds. And, it was hilarious. So, I mean, it's really how much you want to put into it. So, and the Swedes are limited to 5 minutes or 4 minutes or less, because we no one wants to sit through a half hour remake of, you know, Citizen Kane. So we keep it down to 4 minutes or less, and it goes rather quickly, and it's really fun.
What's been one of the more popular Swedes maybe last year? And what are you looking forward to this year?
Let's see. Well, one of my favorites has always been Pulp Fiction from Kevin Searcy, who's a local guy who just submitted out of the blue. Mm-hmm. And they come back and submitted a lot since then. But you wouldn't think that you could make a family-friendly, sweeted version of Pulp Fiction. Yeah. But they like replaced the guns with vegetables and stuff, and it was just hilarious.
Yeah. John Rios, who also consistently submits Swedes to the festival, does a really good job. It's always the same group of people, and always good to see these. It's like, you know, you see these people that have been involved in his films, and it's cool to see the faces again. And he does a really good job. They all do a really good job of, you know, they did Kill Bill recently. They just do an awesome job when it comes down to Sweden.
That's what's really fun about it, too, is every single Swede Fest, you have some new faces who are submitting for the first time. But then there's these guys that have really latched on to the concept and have submitted every single time.
Yeah. So say I'm going to create something. What do I need and how do I go about it?
Okay, you need a camera of some sort. It could be your cell phone, anything that records video. You need a favorite movie, whatever the movie is. It's better that you like the movie, that it's a personal favorite of yours, because it'll be, you know, more fun to do. Mm-hmm. And then you need friends or family. Really, you don't. You could do it yourself. You could play all the roles yourself.
It's been done, yeah.
But I guess you would need some props then, whether it's
cardboard.
You know, you grab out of the dumpster, or you go to the dollar store and buy some little dollar toys. We don't want people spending tons of money. The lower budget, the better.
Yeah, it's all about creativity. So it's how you solve these problems creatively. How am I going to make this explosion work with my 50-cent budget and just having stuff flying around the house? So you draw an explosion on a piece of paper, or you use cellophane, or, you know, there's just multiple ways to kind of problem solve these issues that come up. And it's kind of it comes through, too, when people kind of come up with these solutions for a Hollywood movie that spent hundreds of millions of dollars to create these special effects, and how do you do it at home using just stuff lying around the house? And it's really cool to see that.
And what's great is most everyone in the theater's seen the movie before, so they know exactly what you're going for, and it's just hilarious.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So it seems like this is creating a culture of creativity here in Fresno. Can you comment on that, and is it?
Well, our intent was to help grow the film community. When we started this, there was a film community in here, but it was really small. But it was kind of like a little group of people that were kind of in the film. And I think one of the reasons we did Swede Fest is to kind of go beyond that and, you know, put a camera in people's hands and be like, here, go do it. You know, at least try it out. If you like it, maybe you can keep on doing it with the end goal of, like, hopefully down the road people start making their own films. Not just, you know, copies of Hollywood movies. So I think slowly we're kind of heading that direction. It's still kind of early on, but it's, you know, it's cool to see that people have even gravitated towards this concept, even just coming out and supporting. I think it's a big step.
And if you've seen the movie Be Kind, Rewind, that's what happens in the movie. They make these little remakes. The big Hollywood studios come in and shut them down. And so they make an original film. The whole community bands together and makes an original film. Mm-hmm. So ultimately, yeah, that's what we'd like to see. This is all about us sort of introducing filmmaking to, you know, amateurs or people who might not even think they'd be interested in filmmaking. And then this is just the progression. So you start with a Swede and then maybe you move on from there, or maybe it's just something fun that you did this one time.
Yeah. And it's a good way to start summer.
Yeah.
Is there hype around a certain film this year?
It's always a surprise at Swede Fest. You walk in not knowing which 20 remade films you're going to see. So, I'd say you just got to come out to the event to find out.
Okay, when's the event? When, where, how? Tell me a little about that.
Yeah, so it's at the Tower Theater on Sunday, May 19th. The doors open at 6 o'clock. The films start at 6:30, and it's absolutely free.
And it is an all-ages event, so, you know, we encourage everyone to come out with their families. And, you know, and also the cool thing about this year is also we've teamed up with Fresno Filmworks. And before, at 3 p.m., they will be screening Be Kind, Rewind. So if you're not familiar with the, you know, the original film, you can come and watch it. The tickets for that are $5, and that is a PG-13 movie. And, you know, so you can come and watch where Sweden comes from, and then right after that, at 6 o'clock, Swede Fest is going to be happening. So it's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, there's a little break in there for you to go grab some dinner, and then you come back, and Swede Fest starts, and mm-hmm. It should be a fun night.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys for coming in. We're with Brian Harley and Rocky Rodriguez of Swede Fest. Thanks for coming in. We're looking forward to the festival.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep.